الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال تعالى: الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. Allah Most High says in Surah Az-Zumar, and the siyaq of this ayah has to do with the idea that Allah Ta'ala guides who He wills and what the sifat or the attributes of the people of guidance are. And the author of the book includes this ayah when talking about the Sahaba as if to make tafsir of it, that it is an ayah that refers to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah Ta'ala sent down the best of speech, such a book that part of it resembles other parts, and such a book that is divided into or balanced between two different types of things. Like there are things come in pairs. Sometimes there is hope, sometimes there's fear, sometimes there's talk of the dunya, sometimes there's talk of the akhirah, sometimes there's Allah Ta'ala is promising something good to the slaves, sometimes Allah is threatening the slaves with punishment if they don't comply. It's a mathani, it's a book of didactics, and it's a book in which things are taught through their opposites. And it's such a book, Allah Ta'ala says, that تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. And this is the ishara to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that when they hear it, it has such an effect on them that it makes their skin crawl out of their acute sensitivity to the power of what's being revealed in it. It makes their skin crawl. Then Allah Ta'ala says, what? ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Then afterward, after that initial sensation, when they make the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, it causes the skin to soften again, and it causes the hearts to soften to the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. He guides through it whoever He wishes, and whoever Allah Ta'ala sends astray, that person will not find anyone to guide them. And it's as if this is a verse that is sent in the primarily in the praise, it's generally the praise of all the people of belief, but primarily in the praise of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with them and give us the tawfiq to follow their path. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.